Blog Talk Radio.
My lord and lady, we have fortuitously happened upon these strolling players who will provide you with their good news.
Yes, but I've been in here. I can't see you down there, all right? I don't think they're going to like this.
My lord and lady, for your entertainment.
The minstrel in the gallery looked down upon the smiling faces. He met the gazes observed as stated. Between the old men's cattle, he brewed a song of love and hatred. The bleak suggestions, and he waited. He polarized the pumpkin eaters. Stop your coming, that'll be good. Freshly they glowed factory cheated. Salary and collar scrubbing. He titillated men of action. Belly warming, hands still rubbing. The parts we never mentioned. He pacified the nappy suffering. Infant sleeping one-line jokers. TV documentary makers. Overfed and undertakers. Sunday paper backgammon players. And he scarred and women haters. And he called the band down to the stage. And he looked at all the friends he'd made.
The spaces in between the old men's cattle.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Join us at 7 p.m. on Mondays for Keeping It Brief, then tune in later at 10 o'clock to Blue You and Her Garden of Enlightenment and Front Page Picks. Sit in with the Twisted Sisters on Twisted Tuesdays. Turn up the heat with the Art of Seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays, a split between Inner Craft of Sullen Art and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Fridays, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. Saturday, split with Gray Eyes and Dan Howling at the Moon in the Northern Climes, bringing you Bad Company, and Exploring Aphasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgy realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30, Tuesday through Saturday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesday. Fridays are split with Break On Through with Pam and Echoes in the Dark. And Saturday, sit in with Aphasiana and Babla as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in through your poems. Hang for the fun. Hey, and if you can do a SoundCloud, add it to your poem. We'd be glad to have that and hear you in your own voice. Good evening, Jean.
Sorry, someone talking to me, so I had myself like muted and I didn't even hear you say my name. Hi, Rex. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How about you?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It all depends on who you ask. You know, great board tonight. A really good board of poetry tonight. I really was liking it. Lots of good music.
Not to mention the smattering of different genres of music we got to play with.
Absolutely. That makes a little bit of fun, you know. And just so you know, we have Pam with us. So hello, Pam.
Cool.
Hello.
So hello, Wayne Jett.
Well, hello there, guys.
Wayne.
Nice to
meet
you guys.
Good to hear you.
I'm glad to be here.
Oh. And Aaron, how you doing, Bubba? I see you on the board. Glad you're joining in. And all right, Jean. I guess we're going to, and Naomi's on the board now, too. Ooh.
All right.
Could be an interesting evening.
Yes, it could.
Why don't we snip
you
into
get started?
Our first one? Absolutely.
Okay. Well, the very first one is, it's a lot less complicated than what I just read. It's called Wicked Soldier. So let me put that on.
Turn to the wicked soldier.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Way to kick it off.
Absolutely. Come in swinging, right? You know what they say, come in swinging. Yes. And the poem that goes with this is The Hangman's Knot in a Fool's Paradise by Pam Ray. And that's why we came in swinging. So, Pam, whenever you are ready.
All right. He bends coils of copper to make her a garden of flowers, a path of love walked in a fool's paradise, war crimes committed against humanity amongst the chaos. They continued on. They crossed hearts and crossed fate, promised to love, honor, and cherish. Wicked devices uncinched the deal, lost in clouds of mercury, inhaling oleander blooms. The hangman's knot is swaying in the ocean breeze. Blamed for a treason he didn't commit, he struggled to breathe and prayed she'd have the will to live on. Death came in with wild horses trampling his body into spittle and blood. She cannot wait. She has to move on, away from all the memories that haunt the hollows of her soul. She's getting married on the morrow when the sun rides high on the sky. All the rice thrown will not keep the demons away. As the stars and moon look down upon the money's need, she will strip to naked vulnerability and try not to see the shades of innocent blood in the creases of her husband's hands. No matter how lavish her life and the gifts bestowed, no matter how many children she bears, she cannot forget. She sees the depths of his eyes, a ghostly figure in a fog of cruel history. Time may heal wounds, but it doesn't erase the guilt of the corpse hanging from the ash tree. End poem.
Nice.
Great read, man. Thank you very much. And Wayne, why don't we start with you, please?
Well, first of all, I like the music. When you start up, the music was great. I turned my lighter out and stand up. So it's pretty good. this is a wonderful poem here. It's got a pain and agony of death all over it, and just a sadness of a person passing, even though she's getting married again. Pretty sad, but very, very well written and very poetic, and I enjoyed it a whole lot there, Pam.
Thank you, Wayne.
Nice. Thank you, Wayne. Gene, how about you? You got on mute again.
Let me try it this way. See? I caught myself. Pam, I think this is a wonderful poem, as always. You know, you always have such a way with words, and it was very enjoyable and well written. Let me see now. Blamed for a treason he didn't commit, he struggled to breathe and prayed she had the will to live. Death came in with wild horses, trampling his body into spittle and blood. She cannot wait. She has to move on, away from all the memories that haunt the hallows of her soul. Wonderful writing in general. I mean, it sounds like it could be like a good paragraph to a great book. You know what I mean? Because it's not that it's not poetic, but it just has that much going on, that much substance in the lines itself. So excellent job. And thanks for sharing, hon. Nice job.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Jean.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is about it's about the guilt, shame, and horror that lives on past the moment of its inception and how one carries it through their life. Because you hit on that note of she has to move on, away from the memories that haunt the hallows of her soul, and then she's getting married on the morrow when the sun rises high in the sky. All the rice thrown will not keep the demons away. So she understands part of it, but maybe not the whole thing, because she does mention and try not to see the shades of innocent blood in the crease of her husband's hand. And she sees the depth of desire, the ghostly figure, a fog of cruel history. History usually only comes one way, and that's from those who own the back end of, we won, so we get to tell it. So it never really comes out as a note of truth across the board. It only comes out as the truth one side sees it. And the fact that he's holding that guilt for a treason that he didn't commit, plus the fact that what he might and might not have done while he was in war, there's a lot bearing his shoulders and hers as well, because it affects more than just the initial. It kind of runs through the family as a whole. That's what I'm getting anyway.
I like that. I like that. Yes, just in case I didn't make it clear enough, I try to with my the period I put in the center, but the guy she was in love with in the beginning was actually killed, and the man she ends up marrying was actually the one who had him hung for treason. So I'm not sure if I had made that clear enough. It's really difficult to do. So there's actually two different Cs in here, the innocent man that she was in love with and the guilty man that she ends up marrying, just so that she can move on with her life. But thank you very much. I love all your comments.
All right. Okay. Oh, hey, Wayne, how long can you stick around?
Absolutely.
I'll be here most of the night.
Wayne?
I'll be here most of the night.
Okay,
I don't go anywhere.
Awesome.
Excellent. Glad to have the voice. Yeah. All right, Dean.
What are you trying to say, Rags? We're not good enough? Are you trying to say the girls
no.
aren't good enough? Damn. I know. I'm a
You'll
pain
pay
in the
for that later.
Yeah. I usually do. Okay, now listen. I
all
saw
right,
Eric Aaron Panther only has about an hour to spend. So I'm going to go ahead and do his piece next.
Okay.
And then
yeah, why not?
I'll get back in order again. Exactly. Okay, now this is called Breathe by Anna Nalick. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the name. So, okay, here we go.
2 a.m. and she calls me because I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, we walk through the door so accusing. Their eyes like they have any right at all to criticize. Hypocrites, you're all here for the very same reasons. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, girl. Just breathe. belongs to. And I feel like I'm naked in front of the crowd, 'cause these words are my diary screaming out loud. And I know that you'll use them however you want to. But you can't jump the track with like cars on a cable and a life like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now. It's saying it if you understand. And breathe, just breathe. Oh, breathe, just breathe. Oh, breathe, just breathe.
Nice. Great voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. I have to agree. Now, the poem that goes with this is by Errant Panther, and it's called Song for Insomniacs. And I have an audio for that. So let me hit the button and put up the song, or put up the poem all at the same time. Poof. The two-handed
Song
adventure.
For Insomniacs by Errant Panther. Everything turns over and over, a head full of wishes, yet none of them sober. Flickering between moods like a light switch, and all I can think of is where on earth did you go? Somewhere a distant voice sings, and I look at my phone, wondering why it doesn't ring. Am I in the middle of another strange dream, or am I just going insane? There's a train running through all the memories of us, and I don't know what to do except maybe ride the bus instead. Tossing and turning all night, all these ravaged thoughts burning themselves into my conscience. I just want to leave them all behind in the rain. So long, goodbye. 2 a.m. and the sand in the glass stares at me over and over again. I'm standing alone in the street with an unbuttoned shirt and thinking, what the hell am I doing here? The clock strikes its bell and everything's colder. I'm feeling older, yet nothing has changed. And you're still on your side in the bed right beside me. So I lay here in silence, trying to get my head straight as I just watch you breathe. End poem.
Great read, Aaron. Thank you very much for the sound clap. It is greatly appreciated. All right, Pam, let's start with you.
All right. Yeah, well, first of all, that was an amazing read. And I can definitely tell that he picked up the vibe of the song within his write. They both work well together. I thought this really had powerful and heartfelt lines on the mind that is filled with the turmoil that will not allow for it to sleep. I really like somewhere a distant voice sings. I look at my phone, wondering why it doesn't ring. Am I in the middle of another strange dream, or am I just going insane? It's interesting how the mind that has gone without sleep starts to hear things that aren't there, and at the same time, you know, it's almost like there's this short circuit in the auditory, you know, portion of the brain, but also it looks at the idea of just, you know, feeling lonely, of thinking on the past, of those times that you had to say goodbye and had to let go. And then the end, you know, with the clock strikes the bell and everything's colder, I'm feeling older, yet nothing has changed, and you're still on your side in the bed right beside me. And I like how that feels like everything before it was a dream and you're waking up with that sense of relief, or it could be switched around to where that one point is where they finally have fallen asleep, which I think makes the most sense. After staying up all night, you know, that tossing and turning, they finally fall asleep, and within their dreams is that person that they have wanted them to be beside them. And so really a powerful and emotive rite and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Wayne, how about you?
Well, the sadness and loneliness of a lover seeming to be far away, but only to have her be sleeping beside him and yearning to hear her say something, just lovely to hear her breathe. It's very emotional, very deep, and the ending caught me off guard. It was a very good ending of it, and a great poem all the way around. Great read, and he did a good job of this poem. I loved it a lot.
Excellent. Thank you, Wayne. And Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was wonderful. I did hear the tone of that song running through this piece. You know, all the thoughts that just are just racing through this mind. You know, and I kind of think, you know, maybe Pam was onto something about that dream thing. And I'm not quite sure how I didn't catch it at first, because it says, you know, am I in the middle of another strange dream, or am I just going insane? You know, because it's about insomnia, I would assume that it's the insanity kicking it. Just saying. But lots of wonderful lines. And I kind of was, I was in it from the 2 a.m. and the sand in the glass stares at me over and over again. I'm standing alone in the street with an unbuttoned shirt and thinking, where the hell am I going? And what the hell am I doing here? And then the final stanza. And I think it was very well done. You know, it's just all these thoughts. I don't know how to express it any better, because it's thinking about this and that. And, you know, am I, should I, did I, won't I, will I? You know, I mean, and that's not exact, you know, from the poem, but that's what I was getting from it. It's just thinking about all the things going on in your life. And, you know, because lack of sleep will tend to throw you into a state of, you know, I don't know, almost panic, but it's not panic. That's not the word. But I really thought you did a great job, Erin, and, you know, well done, and a great take on that prompt. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jean. And yes, yeah, I wasn't expecting the end to finish out the way it did, but it works out well, because insomnia plays on that note of when you get that to be that overtired, everything kind of becomes a mishmash of what if, did I do this right, a whole manner of things, especially if you're already on edge because maybe something's going on at work. So it just adds to the heightened role of thought that runs through your mind. But that last stanza kind of walks on that note of, so I lay here in silence, trying to get my head straight as I just watch you breathe. That noted tone, that kind of hits the idea that there's a sense of relaxation or comfort in watching that breath come every couple of seconds. So it has its own rhythm to help in maybe relieving the insomnia itself. It's another way of counting sheep, so to speak, but doing it where you've actually got something beside you that's concrete as opposed to your thoughts. So nicely done there, Erin. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, the next one on the list is Miriam, and she said she was going to call in. So I'm going to hold off for her for a few minutes, see if we can't make that happen. So the next one I'm going to put up is called Yesterday by the Beatles. Remember them? And we're going to play that. So here we go.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believed in yesterday.
And I think that's almost 60 years old.
Nothing wrong with being 60 years old. Just keep that in mind, Eric.
Right. Right.
Not past that. Thank you very much.
Hey, you know. 60. That's all right. Okay, here we go. And this piece is by Jessica C. Wheeler. So let's see. Well, I guess Pam read already, so I'll go ahead and read this one, and we'll give it a whirl. This is called Tomorrow by Jessica C. Wheeler. Tomorrow, when my troubles just conceived, will breathe, overgrown in swollen wombs, waiting. I've lost all faith in yesterday. Scattering, dropping to the ground like autumn leaves, crunching right beneath my frail feet, just scattering to break beneath. Questions, each line blurs underneath. The spilled black ink answers, fade like aged memories of yesterday. Tomorrow holds the wounding sword and blood I'll bleed, and the promised scars of what will be, while what was dies in yesterday. End of poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. And Wayne, why don't we start with you, please?
Yes, it's a wonderful poem. She said she's worried, she's trying to get over her problems of yesterday, and just can't get them off her shoulder, and so she's looking forward to tomorrow. Maybe the problems go away or fade away a little more, but it's a very good point and very, very meaning. But she has lots of problems. She's trying to get rid of what was dies in yesterday. She's trying to get rid of what she had yesterday in her mind. It's hard to do. It's a good point.
Nice. Thank you, Wayne. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is a beautiful take on the song. I mean, and definitely, I think she won gold in the contest, so congratulations on a well-deserved gold. I like how this looks at the idea of letting go of the past and moving forward, but knowing that there can be just as much pain in tomorrow, especially, you know, when you have to make difficult decisions or you're going to perhaps the idea of a loved one who has died, but either way, there's the idea of the wounds that tomorrow brings, and that you're basically bracing yourselves for them. I really like the imagery of I've lost all faith in yesterday, scattering, dropping to the ground like autumn leaves, crunching right beneath my frail feet, just scattering to break beneath. Questions, each line blurs underneath the spilled black ink. And I like where it's each line blurs underneath the spilled black ink. It makes me think of the idea of somebody writing a letter that they know they have to write, and the teardrops blurring the ink. So wonderful write and very well done.
Thanks, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Well, you know, I thought this was a great take on the chosen prompt. And, you know, in the poem, I feel that she's leaving yesterday in the past and moving forward into the unknown. Because you never, you know, you always know what you have, but you never know what you're going to get. But sometimes you just have to do that. You have to leave those things and walk away and just start again. And I think that that was nicely done. But I thought it was a well-written piece, and I really enjoyed it. You know, I went with questions. Each line blurs underneath the spilled black ink. Answers fade like aged memories of yesterday. Tomorrow holds the wounding sword and blood I'll bleed, and the promised scars of what will be, or what was, dies in yesterday. You know, you just move forward. So wonderful job, Jessica, and thanks for sharing with us. Nice work.
All right. Thank you, Jean. There's a conflict going on in this, because she opens up with that. Tomorrow, when my troubles just conceived, will breathe. Overgrown and swollen wounds waiting. I've lost all faith in yesterday. So she's hitting on today, but looking at tomorrow while remembering yesterday. The funny thing is, you can keep walking back a day and always look at yesterday. But when you look at tomorrow, tomorrow always promises to come, but it never comes. Why? Because you're always in today when you think tomorrow has come. So that's a strange notion of thought we hold. Yeah, tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. So the back end of this kind of hits on that note of having to deal with the blood spilled and the what was dies until she comes to terms with that. So I like that thought. Nicely done, Jessica. Thank you very much. All right, Jean.
Okay, well, I'm just bouncing all over the place. The next piece that I am going to play, I'm going to catch you with messages when we're playing this next song. I'm going to put up Stellina's piece, well, Stellina's song, and it's called How Can I Tell You by Cat Stevens. So here we go.
you. Need to feel my arms around you. Feel my arms around you. Like sea around the shore. Each night and day I pray and hope that I might find you. And hope that I might find you. Because hearts can do no more. Do. It always ends up to one thing, honey. Still I kneel upon the floor. How can I tell you that I love you? I love you, but I can't think of right words to say. I long to tell you that I'm always thinking of you. I'm always thinking of you. Ends up to one thing, honey. I can't think of right words to say.
Nice. Cat season.
Well,
way back in this age.
I don't know. Can I play it again? No, I'm only kidding. I would not swear. No. But, yeah, it's a great piece. One of many. Okay, so the poem I have to go with, that one, has disappeared. No, I'm kidding. Here it is. This is called What You Mean to Me by Stelina. So here we go. And I have an audio. Imagine that.
How can I tell you what you mean to me? In my world of turmoil, you are my serene sea. When I'm lost in the cold, you come smiling through. And how can I express all the blessings,
all the
that
blessings,
I heal,
all the
that
blessings.
I heal. It is an enigma to me why my heart chose you and why fate punished me with feelings so wrong yet true. So how can I tell you that my heart beats just for you? But it weeps to have you near, and my world is painted blue. But each day without you, I crave your gentle touch. I long to whisper tenderly, I love you, oh so much,
oh, so much.
It's a cruel world out there that offers me a chance to hear the sweetest music to which I cannot dance. You are a constant thought that I cannot forget. I ask, how could I feel this way from the moment that we met? When I looked into your eyes, I knew you were the one. From behind the clouds of pain emerged a heat, so I must turn away, although it hurts me so. Though tears will flow each passing day, I know I have to go. So how can I tell you what you mean to me? Those words cannot be spoken, for mine you will never be, never be, never be.
Great read, Selena. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Gene, why don't you kick us off?
Because I was still typing. Because I was still typing. I just, you know, I thought this was just beautifully written. And the emotions were so well expressed. Painful tale of unrequited love. And just, you know, it's written in such a Selena style, if that makes any sense to everybody. But I think maybe it does. Her use of alliteration, you know, is you know, here and there, it helps so much with the flow of the poem itself. And I think it was a great take on that, the chosen song as well. It really fit together well. And I like, you know, I liked her, well, each stanza was good, but I did like her last four lines. So how can I tell you what you mean to me? Those words cannot be spoken. From mine, you will never be. I just think it was just absolutely so well done. So great job, Selena, as always. And thank you so much for sharing. Wonderful job.
Nice. Thank you, Gene. And mm-hmm. Wayne, how about you?
Yeah, this is a song of love. Wondering how she communicates the love she has for her lover. I like the line she has in it, because from behind the clouds of pain emerges a healing sun. That's a cute little line there. This poem is tender and loving. And what a great voice she has. It's just a wonderful voice. Good emotion in it, and it plays well along with the season song. She did a good job of this.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wayne. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is absolutely beautiful all the way through. Great rhyme and flow. Brilliant, heartfelt lines. Just an amazing write on knowing that you must let go of a love that is not meant to be. And the part that really grabbed my attention and that I liked the most was, so how can I tell you that my heart beats just for you, that it weeps to have you near, and my world is painted blue, that each day without you I crave your gentle touch. I long to whisper tenderly, I love you oh so much. Wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, everyone. Selena drops a couple of hints in here. With feelings so wrong yet true. And then that note, to hear the sweetest music to which I cannot dance. And so tears will flow with the passing day. I know I have to go. This is someone, because it was unexpected, because of the offering up that note, feeling so wrong yet true. So it's got to be someone close to and works with. Yes, the other person is already married, I'm guessing, because of the tone and the fact that with all the questions, how can I tell you? Because there is something else going on that prevents. So I like that tone too, keeping it to herself. Nicely done, Selena.
Okay. Let me see now. Okay, the next piece I'm going to put up Miriam's piece. This is called I Want to Tell You. So this is the song.
Mm-hmm.
substantively. Okay. And this is going to bring me to Miriam's poem. So, Pam, can I get you to read this one?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
1 Year Old Dancing by Miriam Kilmer. Charlotte was not so shy as newborn fawns, nor yet so lithe as winds that brush the sky. So how shall I describe her cadence step, or how convey her slender swaying arms as Charlotte danced, that blazing gifted child? Before she took an unassisted step or stood without support, that toddler bobbed. Dance she did to every tune I played. With one soft, tiny hand, she grasped a chair or draped one arm across a sofa seat, and there she danced with, oh, such sweeping moves, her body swaying to each altered beat, keeping time as mood and tempo changed. How graceful now she swooped to Mendelssohn. She bounced. I want to tell you, then she stopped, arcing free arm and body slip away. We marveled, mesmerized, this tiny child expressed with every motion the bright and tender things our songs evoked. Who knew the spirit of a toddler holds such ageless understanding, subtle joy, such grasp of all that music may impart. Our niece could speak but 30 halting words, yet she composed a song and danced to that, singing in perfect pitch. Her dreamy eyes glowed with artless instinct. Ah, how free. Unlike a fawn, no fragrant zephyr she, yet Charlotte danced, uncloaking mystery. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Thank you very much. And Wayne, why don't we kick it off with you, please?
I've seen a child that had to get young, that couldn't walk, just hold on to something and start dancing to the music with the rhythm. I reckon they're so young that the music just kind of takes over their soul. And she did. This is a good song. It was a good point about that. I like the thought of the little child doing that. I've seen the court. It's remarkable how they can sway and bob to the music being that young. And she's in love with this little child here, and she did a great job of a poem about her. I like it a whole lot.
Nice. Thank you, Wayne. Jean, what about you?
Oh, I thought that this was just a beautiful piece written by Miriam. I thought it was a lovely tribute to the wonderful innocence of a child expressing herself through dance and song. You know, her niece, her great niece, I think she wrote somewhere. I think I saw it somewhere. Her great niece, yes. It just, you know, kids, anyone who's had children can relate to seeing their child, maybe not dance, maybe not singing, but they're expressing themselves through so many different ways. And I think that was just really well done and a beautiful job, Miriam. And this is a piece to keep forever. So thank you so much for sharing. Great take on that prompt.
All right. Thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm. All right, Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Oh, this is beautiful. This definitely is a rite that puts a smile on your face. It's a wonderful, heartfelt dedication to her great niece and to the spirit of a child who expresses joy through dance. And yeah, there's just something about watching toddlers, watching young children really get into the music and dance, and they don't care what anybody thinks. They're just in the moment, and they're having fun. And just a lovely rite all the way through. But I really like, we marveled, mesmerized, this tiny child expressed with every motion the bright and tender things our songs evoked. Who knew the spirit of a toddler holds such ageless understanding, subtle joy, such grasp of all that music may impart. You know, and I think the reason children grasp music so well with their soul is because they listen to it emotionally. the way music oftentimes should be listened to. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Great comments, everybody. Well, at 1 year old, she's not hearing the words, so to speak, or understanding. It's the fluidity of the music itself that got her grasped. And that you said, fun in the moment. We also forget, because she hits on that right at the uncloaking mystery. We forget how things can flow incidentally. And the idea of her uncloaking mystery drops that note of a little bit of magic in the elders, because, hey, they've got to that point where they're a little bit tinted green, so to speak, because of life. But see that magic in a one-year-old offers up this future yet. So, thank you, Miriam.
Great.
All right, Christine, we're back to you.
Okay. Now, before I get myself confused again, I'm going to put this piece up by CRL. And the song for this piece is called Healing Time on Earth by John Denver. So here goes.
Let the mountains talk. Let the river run. There is wisdom here. There is much to learn. There is much to know. Much to understand. In this healing time, all across the land, you have heard my songs for so many years. You have laughed with me, washed away my tears. You have shared my joy.
Give you a chance to read tonight. How about it?
Oh, cool.
This is called Water, Earth, Sky, and Love, a tribute to John Denver by CRL17. So whenever you're ready.
Water, Earth, Sky, and Love, a tribute to John Denver by CRL17. I cried this morning for a man that I once met. I cry because I'm afraid the world may soon forget. I think about all his songs, the words he had to say. He sang about peace and love, the parts we all must play. I promise that I will do my part to share the words that were in his heart, to live his songs, learn and understand, to love the earth, to cherish the land. He knew so well what could be lost, our very lives might be the cost. If the air and water were left to die, it's for these things we all should cry. I'm so grateful for the songs he played. I tend to listen every day. He sang of mountains, fields, and streams. He sang of the beauties that he'd seen. Before Earth's beauty has come and gone, listen to all John Denver's songs. He spoke of peace for all mankind. I felt like he was an old friend of mine. He left us too soon, and now he's gone. But the magic of his music will live on and on. Listen to his lyrics with an open mind. You'll be amazed at the love you'll find. My simple prayer is that we understand all the gifts he shared with his fellow man. And poem. And we're coming to you, Gene, to start off the comments.
I knew it. I knew it. That Poeta de Cabra. He started that. You in trouble, Poeta.
Yes, he did. No. Poeta,
I know.
I get that in once every Sunday, Poeta, so
mm-hmm.
It's always on tap.
Sometimes he gets it two or three times, too. But it always gives me a chuckle, I got to say. You know, I thought this was a beautiful tribute piece by CRL17. I thought it was well expressed. I grabbed up these lines. I thought they were, oh, shoot. Well, hang on. I got to put them down so I can read them because I don't know where the hell they were in the poem because I copied them. And here's what I picked up. I promise that I will do my part to share the words that were in his heart, to live his songs, learn and understand, to love the earth and cherish the land. He knew so well what could be lost. Our very lives might be the cost. If the air and water were left to die, it's for these things we all should cry. I'm so grateful for the songs he played. I tend to listen every day. He sang of mountains, fields, and streams. He sang of the beauties that he's seen. Before Earth's beauty that has come and gone, listen to all John Denver's songs. I just think that CRL has a real love for the work of John Denver. And it was wonderful work. It's been 100 years since I've heard any of it because after he passed, they did it for a while and then you didn't hear it anymore. So, and there's no one out there that's kind of saying the same thing anymore. So it's definitely unique, and there's a lot of truth in that. He spoke of the beauties of this land, and he would be an advocate to get things straight again. So nice job, CRL, and thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it very much. Great piece.
Thank you, Gene. And
mm-hmm.
Wayne, how about you?
Yeah, John Denver was a true-hearted person. His music can touch your soul when you listen to it.
Yeah.
He was around back in my day. He was special, and Chuck did a good job tribute to him, and the song he played was wonderful. And I think John would be proud of you, Chuck. Good job.
Nice. Thank you, Wayne. Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is such a beautiful tribute, not only to John Denver's music, but to John Denver as a person and his beautiful spirit. I like that CRL puts in his AN that he was fortunate enough to attend 7 of John Denver's concerts and meet him backstage. That had to have been such an amazing experience. And yeah, it is a shame that more music nowadays doesn't express that kind of heart. But this is a wonderful rhyming poem all the way through. And I really like the whole, he knew so well what could be lost, our very life might be the cost. If the air and water were left to die, it's for these things we all should cry. I'm so grateful for the songs he played. I tend to listen every day. And I like how those lines look at a bigger picture about what John Denver's music spoke about, but it also looks at how his music touched CRL's own heart. So excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Yes, tribute, yes, I'd go even dedication because he does drop into the fact that John Denver carved out his own niche with his music. It did fit parallels of a couple of genres, but it walked a different tone than everybody else. So, and he lays that out with everything he's got in there, from the woods, the streams, the mountains, the thoughts of beauty and all its grandeur. So, well done, CRL, and thank you very much.
Excellent.
Back to you, Gene.
Here we got us two.
Back to back. Okay.
Now the next piece I'm going to play. Oh my God. The next one I'm going to put up is Styx, Come Sail Away. So here we go. And.
Oh, double dipper night there, Wayne. BTO and six. That must have been a great night.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, what did Poeta say? Didn't think there would be mushroom to move at that concert, Wayne. Poeta doesn't miss a thing.
We went to Arkansas and picked them ourselves before the concert.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the poem I'm going to put up for that song is called East, Due East by Eric Svensson. And I have an audio for that. So here we go. No, I almost played the music again.
East, due east. Once upon Ganges, gateway, gangplank, tear, tangerine, sunset, shimmer, glimmered upon a cremation barge. Congregation of sacred ibis took their stand, wedged liquid gold in victorious V formation, phalanx of storks, master courage, poignant priestly heads bow as the cremation barge glides past. A hallowed mind whole, no longer mold, cold by halls of mirrored confusion, catamaran feet called to step up, step out upon seven sentient seas. Spinnaker chest drinks in deepest breaths. Dapper dolphins twitter tweet, wise whistles hail. Tongue clicks ticker tape, schools out come and play, fallible foibles and fables fade away, disintegration of frenemy fracas fray. Beyond the Ganges one day with Bengal line Rabindranath Tagore, southern line will recite where the mind is without fear. Days of now will become days of yore. Until then, let's not despise the plough's law. Our world broken up into fragments of narrow domestic walls. Let's draw words from truth's well, strive for perfection. May reason's clear stream rudder, minds freed by ever-expanding thought and action. End poem.
Great read, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam, bring it on.
All right. Well, I have to say this is amazing. It's got brilliant imagery and metaphors, wonderful use of alliteration. I like how it speaks on the majestic movement of nature that helps to awaken the mind and free the spirit. There's such a wonderful sense of creativity and balance within this rite that paints a picture of just having a sense of connection and admiration for nature. And I really thought it had a lot of really thought-provoking and delightful lines, but I have to say my absolute favorite is Dapper Dolphins Twitter tweet, wise whistles hail, tongue click, ticker tape, schools out, come and play, fallible foibles and fables fade away, disintegration of frenemy, fracas, fray. I think it's just some of the best wordplay and a great look at the idea of having the playful spirit of a dolphin. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Wayne, how about you?
Well, this is a wonderful, he has wonderful vocabulary in this poetic masterpiece. He has great imagination, a touch of alliteration all the way through it. Amazing read, it holds the reader in place. Wonderful job with the write, and I love it. I'm glad I didn't have to read it because I'd sure be tongue-tied. You did a great job with this.
Oh, thank you, Wayne. All right, Gene, how about you?
Well, you know, I liked this back when I read it in July, so I'm not going to, you know, add anything to that. I thought there was a great take on the prompt and excellent spin. Wonderful imagery throughout and great stanzas. And I really enjoyed it. I have a few stanzas here, but I don't want to get carried away. So I started once upon Ganges, gateway, gangplank, tiered tangerine sunset and shimmer, glimmered upon a cremation barge. And I took that down to a hallowed mind hull, no longer molt, culled by halts of myriad confusion. Catamaran feet called to step up, step out upon seven sentient seas. Spinnaker chest drinks in deepest breaths. I just think that there was a lot of great imagery, a great use of color, you know, because the image that he had at the top has all that tangerine going on. I think he pulled that in nicely into the piece. So well done, Eric, and thanks again for sharing with us, as always. Excellent piece.
Right. Thank you, Gene. Yeah, I dipped on that stanza to the third one. It has that notion of dipping into that which is. Go ahead and explore. Find your feet. See something before you decide to be something. And then don't take it at somebody else's word. Take it at your own. Don't listen to that which tries to keep you bound, so to speak. Nicely done, Eric. Thank you very much.
Okay, let me do the next one up, which is by Naomi, and the song is Je suis malade, I think. So here we go.
Thank you. cette demain radio comme un gosse idiot en écoutant notre voix qui chantera. Je suis malade, complètement malade, comme ma mère sortait le soir et qu'elle me laissait seule avec mon désespoir. Je suis malade, c'est ça, je suis malade. Tu m'as privé de tous mes chants, tu m'as privé de tous mes mots, et j'ai le cœur complètement malade. Je fais la barricade,
another great voice. That should be applied to a James Bond opening song.
There you go. There you go. Okay. Now, the piece that goes with that is called Since I Touched Your Skin by Naomi Sarah. I'm going to give this one a read. And let's see. Since I touched your skin, you arrived. I never know when you go. I never know where. It has been 2 years that you don't even care. 2 years of ripping me apart, of shattering all my dreams, all of my stories. And I hate myself for feeling so dirty without you, feeling ugly without you, feeling sick without you, so completely sick for still wanting you, for still loving you. I've poured all my blood into your body, and I'm now just a dead bird, emptied of all my words, deprived of all my songs. I drink every night to try and forget you, but all that whiskey's taste, all the whiskeys taste the same, and I try to get away, but every country carries your flag. I'm so tired, so exhausted, just so completely sick since that day I touched your skin. End poem.
Great read, Jean. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, what do you think?
Oh, wow, this is beautiful. A powerful and emotive line. On the first touch that begins the experience of being addicted to someone and being drawn to somebody that you know is bad for you, that you know you have to escape from, and trying to escape those memories. It almost feels like the idea of a relationship that turned abusive. And you're trying to escape those memories, but no matter where you go, there's always something that triggers. I really like this all the way through, but especially, and I hate myself for feeling so dirty without you, feeling ugly without you, feeling sick without you, so completely sick for still wanting you, for still loving you. I poured all my blood into your body, and I'm now just a dead bird, emptied of all my words. Really amazing lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Wayne, how about you?
Well, the guilt, the love she had for her past lover is strong in this poem. It's a powerful right, and the emotions flow well, and as the song says, and I say, I love this poem so very much.
Thank you, Wayne. Jean, you got to read it. How about you?
I did. I really liked this poem. There was a lot of strong lines expressing some deep emotions there. You know, letting go can be so hard, even when you know it's for the best. It just, it's not always easy. And sometimes it makes you crazy because it's like, why can't I just stop and walk away? You know, it was easy for them to get up and walk away. It's not easy for me, so I get it. You know, and I picked it up here. I've poured all my blood into your body, and I'm now just a dead bird, emptied of all my words, deprived of all my songs. I drink every night to try and forget you, but all the whiskeys taste the same, and I try to get away, but every country carries your flag. I'm so tired, so exhausted, just so completely sick since that day. That day I touched your skin. Just a wonderful right, Naomi. Well expressed for sure.
Nice. Well, I didn't know it at the time I opened up with that thought of that voice could be an opening mantra for Bond. Well, Naomi kind of hit the same thing. You arrive, I never know when. You go, I never know where. It has been 2 years that you don't even care. 2 years ripped me apart of shattering all my dreams, all of my stories. I poured all my blood into your body, and now I'm just a dead bird, emptied of all my words, deprived of all my songs. Like being hit by that magic pill of Bond, and nothing comes close, and all of a sudden, life doesn't hold the same meaning, so to speak. Thank you, Naomi.
Absolutely. Okay, the next song I'm going to put up. Don't worry, Wayne, I'm getting to you. I didn't forget you. I really didn't. This one's called Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi. So this is for Jody Mountain Springs.
I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no one to save me. This all or nothing really got away. You're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear, somebody to know, somebody to have, somebody to hold. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. It's now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull. I'm going under in this time. I fear there's no one to turn to. This all or nothing way of loving, gonna be sleeping without you. Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kinda like the way you help me escape. Now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. And I tend to close my eyes when it hurts. Sometimes I fall. Me through it all, I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being so what you love, but now the day bleeds into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down, and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being so what you love, to let my guard down.
Nice. Another
nice one. Yeah. A good song. Yes. And Rex, I'm going to recruit you again. This piece is by Jerry Mountain, and it is called Inked Teardrop by Jody Mountain.
Inked Teardrop by Jody Mountain. As the quill slowly raises from an inkwell mixed with tears, his shaky scribe reluctantly articulates his fears. A tale unfolds to pure divine drops of sorrow. A trace of ink whispers a love deeper than our minds can think. In the quiet night, under a moon's glow, a teardrop falls, its pace slow. It carries a story, a silent plea of a love hidden, a heart's decree. A love unspoken, in shadows it dwells, in the ink it quietly swells. This love, a secret so profound and deep, in the heart's core, silently it keeps. The teardrop merges with the ink's embrace. Together they describe a love overflowing full of bliss. Her beauty and cascading waterfall, his heart the cliff. Eyes that hold galaxies, unexplored, vast. A love that's so immense, timeless, unsurpassed. A love so fierce it could tear the sky, or even shooting stars dare not fly. Each stroke of ink, a testament to feel, revealing a wound time can't heal. For this love unknown, unseen by day, in the night's ink, forever will stay. A love that dances between ink and heart, yet hears the weight of an unseen scar. In every droplet, in every line, a story of love eternally entwined. In this ink, the teardrop, the story is told of a love that never grows old. A secret love, in shadows it sinks, eternally alive in a teardrop of ink. And poem. Nice. All right, Jean, we'll come to you first.
Oh my God, where do I begin? Every stanza is wonderful in this. You know, I liked so many of them. You know, the teardrop merges with the ink's embrace. Together they describe a love overflowing full of bliss, her beauty a cascading waterfall, his heart the cliff, eyes that hold galaxies unexplored vast, a love so immense, timeless, unsurpassed. That's a wonderful line, but I originally had the last two stanzas, you know, picked up, but I could have picked any one of these and felt just as good about it because they were very well done. His word choices were wonderful. And I think it was a great take on that prompt. Just a sad and wonderful piece. I don't know if sad's really the right word. Sad? I don't know, maybe. I mean, you know there's sadness in it. I don't know if that really reflects the piece because there's the beauty of love written in here as well. So this is wonderful, Jody, and thanks for sharing with us. You did a great job.
All right. Thank you, Jean. Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is a beautiful and heartfelt write on the depth of a love that must be kept in the shadows. Great rhyme and flow, amazing imagery, really beautiful all the way through. I particularly like in the quiet night under a moon's glow, a teardrop falls, its pace slow, it carries a story, a silent plea of a love hidden, a heart's decree. A wonderful lines and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Wayne, how about you?
This is a wonderful poem. He wrote this in the same rhythm as the song went. The way you read it, almost it was like the song was when you sing the song. It was great the way you wrote it. It flows perfectly. And I like the line where he said, "A love so fierce it could tear the sky, or even the shooting stars dare not fly." It's just wonderful all the way through. The great rhyme, great flow, and the song went with it perfectly. So I just think it was an A plus. Great job.
Nice, thank you, Wayne. You're right. It did have a great rhythm to it that unfolds easily, and the voice in this, I mean. Jean had said, I'd go maybe melancholy.
Yeah.
So you're not really, you're remembering, you're hitting, tapping that memory for that feel, and you got to have that feel to offer up the emotion that is drawn out within this piece. So I go with melancholy rather than sad, because
yes.
It does speak of the love that once was there. So excellent. Thank you, Jody. All right, Jean.
Absolutely. Okie dokie. Well, the next piece I'm going to put up, Wayne's surprised I could have played. I didn't think I'd ever get here. But the song I'm going to play is Johnny Be Good. So
I didn't know the format of tonight, so I kind of pieced it together. Might not have got it right, but go ahead.
Well, if you didn't get it right, Wayne, we're going to charge you for it. So just want you to know that. Okay?
I want you to look at you.
Sure, there you go. Put it in the mail, too. Okay, here we go. You want to read it?
No, that's cool. Go play it.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to put it up right now.
This is called Johnny Was Good. Wind blew strong on a cold December morn. She'd been drinking the day Johnny was born. Was battered and blue. Her dress had been torn. She made her living as an extra in porn. She lived over here and would move over there, work for drug money. She had little to share. Nobody knew who little Johnny's daddy was. Only time he saw mama was when she had a buzz. Johnny was six when his mother passed away. He slept in alleys, walked the streets during the day. He would work whenever he could. His life was hard. He would stay for a while before he get fired. When Johnny was 16, worked at Cleo's Grill. He would take out the trash and clean up any spill. That's where he met an old man named Benny. Benny played guitar for tips, but he didn't make many. The day Benny got shot, Johnny sat and cried. Benny gave Johnny his guitar 5 minutes before he died. Benny told Johnny he should learn how to play, and he smiled at Johnny as he passed away. Johnny was a loner, didn't have much to say. Only time to hear him was when he'd play. Johnny had his own style of playing the guitar. He dreamed of playing in the local bar. Johnny loved his guitar. Quickly learned to strum. Then one day met Tony. a drunk and a bum. Tony showed Johnny how he played the drum. He'd take a shot of whiskey, then play some. Tony and Johnny would practice for days. Tony would stop and watch. Johnny be amazed. We'd brag on how well Johnny plays. Tony didn't live long, stuck in his drunken ways. Johnny got a break when a guitar player didn't show. Owner paid Johnny to play the guitar for the show. Johnny played his music for over an hour. The Saturday crowd was set on fire. Johnny was paid to play 6 nights a week. It took 5 months for Johnny to reach his peak. Johnny cleaned up, started wearing a red cape. He recorded a few of his songs on 8-track tape. His music made its way to the recording studio. In a short time, Johnny's popularity would grow. Recording manager told Johnny he had a contract to sign. Johnny became a star when he put his name on the line. Johnny would open for some of the biggest stars around. One night he played for a concert hall downtown. He opened a show for a rocker named Chuck. Chuck called him Johnny B. Good, just for luck. Ian?
Great read, Wayne. Thank you for the SoundCloud. Very much appreciated. All right, Pam.
Yeah, this is great. Wonderful read and write there, Wayne. Great inspiration from the song. I like how you tell an even darker and edgier story of Johnny B. Good, starting from the opening lines. Wind blew strong on the cold December morn. She had been drinking the day Johnny was born, was battered and blue. Her dress had been torn. She made her living as an extra in porn. And all the way through, you tell the story of this young man who was raised in extremely difficult circumstances and came to have his talent discovered in the music business. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Pam. Gene, how about you?
You know, Wayne, I thought this was an excellent take on the chosen prompt. Just really well done. I thought the story was well told, and he did it in such a great rhyming. Your rhyming meter was like spot on, so it kind of added a little something to it. But yeah, this was really, really nicely done. And what a story told. I mean, because you had a lot in this, and it's just that story of. And I think it was great. Yeah, this is an alternative to the original. So yeah, wonderful job.
Thanks for sharing. If I remember correctly, when Chuck wrote the song, he started out by writing about his drummer, but it ended up morphing into more of himself. Now, you've given the thought of the growing up in the Everglades, so to speak, you're giving more to the backstory by dropping in the hardness of it. And it does hit on that idea. It also kind of hits me up with think with being a jukebox hero, the kid waiting out backstage and waiting to get a signed autograph of his favorite player. And this kind of walks the same angle because he had hit on the idea of Chuck was, that song ended up being the first big rock and roll hit to be noticed, and it's still recognized to this very day because of the opening guitar riffs. And you put in the back end, he opened the show for a rocker named Chuck. Chuck called him Johnny Be Good just for luck. So you opened up the story a bit, added in a little bit more backdrop and told Chuck's story. Or you might have dug deep into Chuck and found out, yes, his life was hard enough to actually walk that path himself.
Great comment. Yep.
Nice.
I made a city slicker. I
turned it
from a country boy to a city guy, so I just made a different version
right.
of it.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Okay, Rex. I think we can squeak one more in here. Everybody hang out and give a nice comment for Poeta when we're done. I'd appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, here we go. And... fighting on my fighting side.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the way of life, I'm fighting and calling God to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. You're running down my country, man. You're walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirrely guy who claims he just don't believe in fight. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. When they're running down my country horse, they're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in a part of God's key. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down with life, I'm fighting in a fought that keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rex, I got this one for you. Now, if I can find the room. Here we go. This piece is called, well, here we go. I have to find out. Tell him, Merle. So whatever.
That's right. Tell him, Merle, by Poeta de Cabra. I tips my glass to you, and I'll surely take a drink. Go ahead. Tell him, Merle, exactly what you think. I understand you, hag. Honest to God, I do. Fools are walking on the fighting side of you. People running down this freedom and our way of life. If left up to them, our country would be in awful strife. Winching about the wars we have fought and won, so they can enjoy fresh air and bask here in the sun. Running down all glory and complaining about their liberty. Why don't they get off their arse and forget all this idiocy? Complaining about fighting and the wars that they hate. What do they want? Everything dished up here on a plate? Soldiers go to war so these op cowards can have their freedom. Whinging bastards, our country certainly doesn't need them. Nobody likes fecking fighting, and nobody wants to fight a war. But the arseholes are enjoying the freedom they are fighting for. Enjoying their little luxuries on the weekend, dining as they please. If it wasn't for our soldiers, this country would be down on its knees. So-called do-gooders, Merle, are walking on the fighting side of you. And let me tell you, hag, they are definitely on my fighting side, too. End poem.
Great.
All right, Wayne, why don't we start with you, bro?
Yeah, it's a great tribute. Here's Merle. I met Merle one time when I was working down in Nashville. I had a business in Nashville for 26 years. And I met Merle down there one day, and he's a character. But he tells you the way it is, and she did in this poem, too. Great, great, great poem there. Appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you, Wayne. Pam, how about you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this was such a great take on the chosen song. Great rhyme, hard-hitting lines, that speak on the pools that not only don't appreciate the freedom that they have, but they really take advantage of the freedoms. I love how he gives a nod to Merle's voice and song, but he more importantly pays dedication to the soldiers who have fought for our freedom. And I really like this all the way through, but especially soldiers go to war so those cowards can have their freedom. Whining bastards, our country certainly doesn't need them. You know, and all the way through, just, you know, like I said, hard-hitting lines that really pack a punch and very well done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought it was a well-penned piece by Poeta. A great take on that chosen song prompt. And I said it was more like, you tell him, Poeta. You know, I mean, whatever was said in the song is one thing, but I think Poeta just laid it out there. You know, amazing, right? And I really enjoyed it. Excellent job, and thanks for sharing with us, Poeta.
Excellent, yes. I'll definitely drop a great comment for this because I enjoyed this. Thank you, mm-hmm. Poeta. We're at the back end. Oh, actually, we're over. So great show, Gene. Thank you very much. And Pam and Wayne for joining us to read and comment. Thank you very much.
Had a great time.
And for Aaron, Harco, Naomi, Michael Mass, and Poeta on the boards.
Absolutely.
Y'all were marvelous. Thank you very much. And we'll do this again next week. Hey, it's Peter Gabriel next week.
Nice.
And we're
nice.
Packing it in. And Christmas is out there, too. I thought that up as well. We should have
yes.
fun with that one. Wayne, you should check into the Christmas show. It's going to be a howl. I found some funny Christmas songs.
Yep. Not that
all right,
standard.
Everybody. Thank you very much, and good night.
Great show,
Rex.
Great show. Have a good night, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good night, gang.